Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Glad you're back with us on this Wednesday. We are honored to have Governor Mike Parson on the phone with us this morning. Governor, how are you, sir?
Good, Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday, and we're looking forward to Christmas, I'm sure.
I had a great holiday. I had a little grandbaby that went to sleep on my lap, and it couldn't be any better than that right there.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, we're thrilled to get you on here. I know the legislative session's coming up, and I want to ask you about that here in a minute. But first of all, the thing that caught my attention last week was the headline where it said that the governor had gotten together with a couple of mayors in St. Louis to talk about some gun legislation. I wanted to get your take on what that would do.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Well, let me make sure, and I'm glad that you brought it up on your show so we can get the story straight. The meeting I had with the mayors, we're talking about, one, the witness protection program, mental health issues, and if a crime was committed, a violent crime, such as if somebody pistol whips their wife, for better terms, are we going to do anything about that? Are we going to be concerned about that? That's what that was taught, what we talked about. We never, well, and let me go on further. We also talked about juvenile kids, 14, 15-year-old kids with guns, and felons giving them guns so they don't get in trouble by giving it to some kid or something. But I want to make this clear, Mark, to everybody that's listening on this. I have never wavered from the Second Amendment. There is a huge difference between law-abiding citizens and violent criminals and thugs. And the Second Amendment does not protect those people. I don't think you can go out there and pistol whip your wife with a gun and say it's okay under the Second Amendment. Those are the things I fundamentally believe. I've been endorsed by the NRA every election I ever have. I have the highest rating with them there is. I served in the United States military. I was in law enforcement for 22 years, and I have never talked about banning guns or doing gun control, and everybody knows that listens.
Yeah.
What's sad, Mark, is somebody writes an article, which I would say biased, to say the least, to try to put us in a bad light sometimes, and then people believe that, you know, and it's just frustrating sometimes when that comes about and conservatives and Republicans already start believing in a media that I consider, for the most part, biased.
Well,
you know, for a lot of.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that it caught my attention. I saw the article in the Post, and, you know, we had Alderman Jeffrey Boyd in here last week. He has sponsored a bill locally, an ordinance that the article said you would support statewide, which would, of course, put some sort of a penalty, attach some sort of a penalty if a teenager under the age of 18 was found carrying a handgun. You know, I talked to a lot of police officers who said they couldn't imagine a scenario where they stopped a kid who was under 18, found him with a gun, and didn't confiscate the gun. I mean, they're not supposed to be carrying a gun, right?
That's correct. That's exactly right. You know, I mean, that's already the law of the land. It's a federal law. State doesn't have anything, but it's a federal law. But you've got to give these law enforcement officers the ability. Look, you got a 14, 15-year-old kid in some of the neighborhoods, whether in St. Louis and Kansas City, I'll use those two for examples. Those kids are not out there hunting. Those kids are not like most of us that grew up in rural Missouri. There's a whole different meaning when they're doing that. And they shouldn't be having them, period. You know?
So you would support maybe something in the legislature that would attach an additional criminal penalty to that?
Well, yeah, you know, you'd have to know the circumstances of that. And I'm going to be real careful, Mark, what I say the legislators would do or what would support when it comes to my desk. Until I see that, I would never commit to that.
Okay.
Here's
okay.
What I'm saying. I want to give law enforcement the tools they need. If we got 12, 13, 14-year-old kids out there with handguns walking the streets and people are getting killed, I want to help law enforcement by whatever means I can to make their job safe and to protect our citizens.
Yeah.
I'll go back to the beginning. I'm not going to protect no thug, no violent criminal, and give them the ability to say it's a, some sort of Second Amendment right. That's just that's just not who I am.
Good. Well, I appreciate that. We're talking to Governor Mike Parson. Second question here. There was an article in the Post suggesting that you will expand. It seemed to suggest you were encouraging the expansion of Medicaid. And then they buried the lead about five paragraphs down. You want to clear that up?
Yeah. You know, I wish everybody could get their references from the Post-Dispatch to start off with. I mean, that's like the most so far biased. It's unreal. Here's where the question I was asked, and thank goodness there was TV cameras and everybody here to do that. They said, if that law passed, the will of the people of the state, would you then implement it? Well, of course you'll have to do that as governor of the state of Missouri. You don't have any choice whether I agree with it or not. If the will of the people, that's the way democracy works. But, you know, I've never supported Medicaid expansion, period. I never have. I've been on record of that a zillion times. But I'm telling you, all of this, for people that are listening, all this is about trying to gin up a base, trying to make sure we have a – try to get primaries done, try to make it look bad in the long run. Because right now, me and the president have extremely high numbers in this state. The other side of the aisle knows that. And they're going to do anything they can to try to tear that apart. But I'm just telling you, I'm going to stay focused on who I am, the job I've been doing, and exactly – I've got a record to prove that over the years. And I just ask people to judge me on that issue and not the Post-Dispatch.
Yeah, good. Well said, Governor Parson. What is your priority? What's your wish list for the legislative session? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I think there's some issues out there. You know, we're going to stay continued working on this workforce piece. I mean, there's a lot of good things happening across our state. The economy's doing good right now, trying to get people back to work. You know, a huge problem with this, we actually got more jobs and we got people filling them right now. You know, we're going to keep working on these unemployment rates. You know, one of the things, Mark, that I think that everybody should understand how important it was, but when our unemployment rate, we talk about 3.1, we like to brag about that, and it's a great thing. But also the African-American unemployment in this rate in 2015 was at 10%, over 10%. Today it's at 5.9. That means people are going back to work. They're getting off the rolls of government. And those are all good things. And you see that all the way on the national level. Now we're seeing it in the state levels. And I'm going to continue to try to stay focused on those issues that make a difference for the everyday people out here working. You know, we want to try to, you know, a couple of things on health care we want to do, especially rural Missouri, to make it, you know, try to get working a little more affordable on the health care issues.
Sure.
So there's a lot of things we're going to be working. There'll be a lot of things coming out there. But it's an election year. You know, I've been around long enough to know kind of how that's going to work out.
Well, Governor, we hope to see you. We'll be down there for the opening day of the legislative session in Jeff City, and I hope we can get you on the radio then.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.